Hello, everyone. So glad you could join me today. I'm LaShonda Williams. I'll be your host. I'm also a sexual abuse and relationship coach. I'm the CEO of Thrive with Purpose. And I also, if you would like to be a guest on my podcast, my Blog Talk Radio, you can follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Therefore, whenever I put up an interview or do anything on my Blog Talk, you will be notified. You can also follow me on Facebook as well. And if you would have any questions or comments or would like to reach out, you can email me at LaShonda, LaShanda Williams, WILLIAMS, the number 10, 10, at AOL.com. Today we have a very special guest with us, a beautiful young lady who is going to share her testimony. It's a very powerful testimony. And her name is Ms. Shamika Nicole. We're going to talk one part of her testimony. She's going to talk about being in a narcissistic relationship, an abusive relationship. So I'm going to define the term of narcissistic before we get started so that as she tells her testimony, you will know what a narcissist is. And a narcissist is an excessive need for admiration. It's a person who has an excessive need for adoration, disregard for others' feelings, an inability to handle any criticism, and a sense of entitlement. They feel entitled. They can't take and handle any criticism, but they're sure enough quick to give it out. A narcissist is also, it says, how can you tell if a person is a narcissistic, if they are a narcissistic person? They frequently demean you, mean they just put you down all the time. They intimidate you. They bully you. They belittle you. They never have anything good to say about you, in other words. They're not encouraging. They're not loving. They're not uplifting. And they never think they're wrong, and they never apologize. They think they're always right. You're always wrong, and they will never apologize because they feel like that they're always right. Now that we've got that out of the way, we're going to bring forth Ms. Shamika Nicole. Shamika Nicole, she suffered through narcissistic abuse, sickness to the point of having to wear a colostomy bag, tormented with suicidal thoughts, and went through terrible and horrible divorces. But through all of these traumatic events, she kept her faith in God. And he has healed her, delivered her, and made Shamika whole. I'm going to bring forth Ms. Shamika Nicole, and I'm going to allow her to tell you all a little about her testimony and about who she is and how God brought her out. Good afternoon, Ms. Shamika.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. We are so glad that you came on to share with us today. Ms. Shamika, first, can you tell us a little bit about who you are? And also, I wrote down in my notes, could you share with them about the books that you have on Amazon and your website?
Oh, yes, ma'am. So a little about me. From Mississippi, from a little small town, I'm a writer, and through my writing, I believe that God uses me to push others to his heart, so that I basically display the heart of God through my writing. That has been a passion for me because writing has been my escape over the years, so I use an avenue to help other women. As you stated, I've been through a divorce, currently going through another divorce, and it has, neither one have been good experiences, but, you know, God has really been faithful in delivering and healing and restoring me, and I'm truly grateful for that. So the first book that I published is titled Precious Life. I wrote that book when I was in the hospital going through numerous surgeries, and it's like God just highlighted just how precious life is. It's like he was just speaking so clearly to me that even in that moment, when I was in the hospital, he was just showing me that life is still precious no matter what we go through, because he created us. And with him creating us, he put us here for a purpose. And that makes life so precious. So I just started journaling throughout that time in the hospital, and I published a book back in August of 2015. It's, as I say, it's called Precious Life. It's currently an ebook on Amazon. But be on the lookout, because in a few weeks here, we're going to have the hard copy back ready for publishing.
Thank you so much. So if you all get a chance, like she said, in a few weeks, she has the e-books already. They're on Amazon. You can get the e-book in a few weeks. You should be able to get the hard copy of a book on Amazon called Precious Life. And she also has a website called PreciousLife1.org. You can look at that. And I think she said, you know, she was in process of updating that website as well. So we're going to get started with our interview because we're ready to hear the powerful, powerful testimony of God's power and how Shamika is an overcomer. So we're going to the first question that I have for you, Ms. Shamika, is can you share with us about your two near-death experiences and a little bit about over the 30 surgeries that you've had to have, what that was like?
Yes, ma'am. It started off as a simple surgery, just having my appendix removed, and during the surgery, my colon was nicked, and the doctor basically, she closed me up and did not try to rectify the issue. So that caused me to become septic. So my ex-husband ended up taking me to the hospital, and after they ran tests, they saw that my body was over 80% septic. So with that incident there, they had to start surgery immediately so that I wouldn't, you know, lose my life. That was in 2009. That was actually right after my son was born. So it happened two different times, two different hospitals, but basically the same thing happened. But the last event, it was worse because the surgeon, she did not do anything to try to rectify the issue. And that led to me having to go back to the operating room numerous times to have other surgeries because she did not try to fix the first surgery where she messed up. So I've had over 30 abdominal surgeries. I even had a colostomy bag that I had to wear for a year. It was a little depressing. It was depressing, you know, being in a hospital for such a long time, just being confined to those four walls, you know, being bedridden and having to have nurses and doctors come in around the clock, you know, sticking and just doing running tests. It was really depressing for me. But throughout that time, I resorted to writing. And, you know, as I wrote, you know, they kind of gave me courage to continue to press forth. And I was just a babe in Christ, just a babe. And it's just so amazing that just a few months prior, I had just accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. And then I'm in the hospital fighting for my life. And, you know, but it grew my faith because had I not known Christ, had I not accepted him and had his word in me, I don't think I would have made it through it. Because it was just so much. It was so much emotionally, physically. It was just so much on me. But God was faithful. He was faithful. The more I read his word, the more hope and courage I had to continue to press forth. And when I got out the hospital, I was so glad. You know, I was full of expectation because I knew that since God had allowed me to live, I knew there was more to my life, and I was ready for that. But I knew that it was going to take a few, you know, baby steps because I had to regain my strength. There were some things I couldn't do on my own, so I had to be patient. And that's when I truly learned how to lean on God and his strength. But that process, I would say, it really helped build me into the woman that I am today. And I truly thank God for the experience because it allowed me to see him in a bigger light.
Praise God. When you talked a little bit about, you said you had the colostomy bag, what were you feeling during that time that you had to wear the colostomy bag? And I remember when me and you spoke, you had mentioned that you was in such a bad shape that you had to stay with you in home health. What were you feeling during that time, and how did that really bring you to really, really trust God, having that colostomy bag and being on home health?
Yeah, I was at a low place. I felt like I couldn't do anything for myself. I felt discouraged sometimes because who would want to not be able to do things for themselves and have to depend on others all the time. That's how I feel. I'm like, Lord, I have this body. I want to be able to do things for myself, And my self-esteem was really low because with a colostomy, that's basically your waste in a bag. So it has a smell. So going to doctor's appointments, even when people would come over to the apartment, I didn't like that because it was an odor. So I was, you know, it was a battle. It was a battle against my self-esteem, my confidence. But thanks be to God, you know, once I made it through that, just relying on his word, just taking it in, just knowing that who I am in him, it don't matter what I go through. I'm his daughter, and I can be confident in that. So I had to really build myself up with his word so that I wouldn't lose my mind, so that I wouldn't lose hope, so that I wouldn't lose out on what I know that he had already ordained for me. But, yes, that was a trying, trying time, but I know it was a testing of my faith. It was a testing of my faith, but he brought me through it. He brought me through it.
Yes, he did. Praise God. My next question is, when I spoke with you earlier, you mentioned that you had a low self, you looked at yourself as having low self-worth, and you also mentioned about what at one point in time in your life you started having suicidal thoughts. Can you share with us a little bit what caused you to get to that point in your life and why you had such low self-worth of yourself and what brought on those thoughts of suicide?
Yes, ma'am. Now, that happened. It happened several times. I think the first time where I ever thought about the thought of suicide was with my first marriage. It was my ex-husband and his infidelity, and that made me feel like I wasn't enough for him. And, you know, I couldn't understand in my mind, like, oh, I'm doing all I can, you know, and even having gone through what I went through as far as the surgeries and things, that impacted how I was thinking as well. I'm like, maybe he doesn't want me. It was just so many things going through my mind. I'm like, since he don't want me, I might as well just end it all. And that was one time. And I'm just moving forward a couple of years, not even 2 years ago, I was at a low place too, going through emotional abuse and just trying to really press through what I was hearing. Because it was coming at me, the words and everything outside of the word of God was just coming at me. And it made me feel like maybe those words, you know, what's being said about me is right. You know, maybe God doesn't see me. Maybe what I believe that God has said about me is not right. So I'm entertaining these lies from the enemy. And every time I entertain a lie, it's like my spirit man got weaker and weaker. And I just fell into the plan. And I knew that's what the enemy wanted me to do, because when we are filled with the word, God has, it's so much that we can do. So the enemy is going to come however he can to get us to that place where he just wears us out, and what we have been called to birth out, we no longer want to push it out. So it's like he comes so that we can abort the what's been placed on the inside of us. So I got to that place where I'm like, Lord, I can't take this anymore. I don't want to live. Like, this is just too much. And I was needing assurance. I needed to be reminded, because, like I said, all the lies, they were just filling my head on a day-to-day basis. So I had to really have friends to pray. I had to really press, because it was some days I just cried, because it was just so overwhelming. It was just so overwhelming. But I just thank God his word is so powerful. It's so powerful that even when the enemy came with all the lies, God still gave me the strength to press through. My God.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Woo, Lord, we thank you. Lord. Look at the power of God. Hallelujah.
Lord.
This is my next question. Can you share with us a little bit about your narcissistic relationship that you went through, abuse? And the pain and the torment and the suffering that you felt because of that narcissistic abuse, and
yes, and
the divorce that you went, your divorces and how they affected you.
Yes, ma'am. So with the narcissistic relationship that I was in, you know, that really scarred me to the point. I'm still recovering daily, you know, still having to be reminded of God's word, just having to stay focused and centered in God. I had never realized that such evil existed. And I had to remind myself on, you know, more than once, you know, it's not him, it's the spirits that are operating, you know, behind the scenes. But going through that was so tormenting. I walked on eggshells. I didn't even, you know, we believe something about ourselves. We, like, if we come in agreement with the word of God, that's what we believe. So having to constantly hear negative thoughts, you know, being told you're just stupid and, you know, just being compared to other women, that really affected me. It really affected me. And I'm like, oh, I'm thinking in my mind, like, this is not right. You know, this is not how this is supposed to be. I'm supposed to be affirmed. You know, I'm supposed to be validated in a sense. But it was like I was being torn down so much. I couldn't do one thing right in his eyes. Mm-hmm. And it just crushed me. It made me start believing so many things that, like I said, that were lies. And it made me make decisions that I really regretted making. And even to this day, it's still, just thinking back on some of things, it's still confusing. It's like, it's my side, and it was his side. But my side didn't matter. His side was the truth, even though it wasn't the truth. So it was, I lived a double life, basically, because I couldn't share my true intimate feelings with him because I would be criticized for even being sensitive, for having a good heart, for wanting to help people. It was always something negative. It was always something negative. So I couldn't really be myself around him. And then when I wanted to be myself around him, like I said, I got criticized for it. So I kind of shut off a lot, and that caused friction in the marriage because he wanted me to open up, but I felt like if I open up, it's no point. It's no win-win in the situation. So communication with a narcissist, it's always one-sided, their side. They don't see your perspective. They're not empathetic. They're not compassionate. So I had to live with it, and it was very tormenting. And that was with that. But my first husband, we didn't have that issue. You know, he was a really good man, but, we just had our issues. But having gone through these divorces going through the current one, at first I felt like maybe it is something wrong with me. I know we're all flawed in some type of way, but I had to realize, I felt back and look. I had to assess, you know, both relationships and have to see, like, what really happened in both of them. And I have been honest with myself and honest to God. You know, I repented of the things that I played a part in. But at the end of the day, I don't think no one deserves to go through any type of abuse. No one deserves.
Amen.
No one. I don't think God created relationships to operate in toxicity. It's supposed to be pure,
Amen.
You know, loving. You know, both of them building each other up. What I went through, I don't think no person, no man nor woman should have ever had to experience that. Never.
Right.
And I just thank God that, you know, he actually opened my eyes to see, you know, that's not tolerable. You know, that shouldn't be tolerated. And that, you know, he gave me the strength to leave when I did leave.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shamika, if you have anything that you would like to leave with the women of God today, what would you leave with them? What would you want your testimony to speak and say to each and every woman under the sound of your voice?
You are more than enough. You are more than enough. The things that God placed you here for a purpose. You are so beautiful. What he's placed on the inside of you, it's beautiful. And he wants you to be able to know that. And God does not want you to operate out of a place of fear, of brokenness. You know, he wants you to operate out of love and healing. And he wants you to have healthy relationships. So if you're in a place where you're in a relationship with someone that's not being who you think they should be, as far as they're not validating you, they're not building you up, they're constantly tearing you down, that's not what God wants for you. God wants you to be built up, and you have to build yourself up as well and be reminded of who you are in him, so that when you do hear those words, you will know who you are, and you'll be able to stand on that. But you are loved, you're beautiful, you have been created fearfully and wonderfully, and God, he desires to you, he's going to use you. And I just pray that you'll continue to seek his face and know that he is God. No matter what, he is God, and he loves you.
Praise God. So I really pray that Shamika's testimony really, really blessed you women today. And a lot of things, and I have one more question, Shamika, because I remember the conversation we had, how you were saying about when you was in that narcissistic relationship, how you all, how we try to find ways, you know, to why we should stay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go through that, trying to find
yes.
ways why you should stay and not leave?
Mm-hmm. You know, I had there are people that would tell you to work on the marriage. They don't know the extent of what's actually happening in the marriage. And I you know, I went back and forth in my mind, like, oh, you know, I think the me loving him, that would cause him to change, you know, and that's a lie that I had to really come to face with. No matter how much I loved him, it would not change him. It would not cause him to change. It had to be something that was done on his end. His eyes had to be open to see what was really happening.
Right.
So I battled with that. I battled with that because I felt like me staying, that would have made things, you know, things would have got better, you know, just me just showering him with love and affection. But every time I came back, it was the same thing over and over. So no matter how much you love a person, that's not enough to tolerate the abuse. It's not going to change the person. They have to be willing on their end to see what their actions, they have to be accountable for their actions, basically.
Exactly. And I love that word, accountable, accountability. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't want the help, you can't help them. You can't help them. Only thing you can do is do your part, but you cannot. And a narcissist, that was one of the words that I read, they are never wrong in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Never. And until they can see that they are wrong, until they can be held accountable for their actions, until they want to change, then things aren't going to change. And you, like you said, we don't deserve to be in an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We don't deserve to be in an abusive relationship in no type of a way. I have really, really, really enjoyed this testimony. I thank you so much for sharing your testimony with us. I'm going to say once again, for you all, she does have a book on Amazon. Ebook and hard copy comes out in a few weeks. Will be available, Precious Life. And a little bit about her book. In this book, she talks about how she dealt with rejection, sickness, and divorce. And this book was written to encourage women to trust God. That's her top. That's what she really wants, why she testifies, why she writes books, because she wants women to know that, to encourage you to trust God. Because all of what she's went through, it was nobody that brought her through but mm-hmm. God. So we thank God for what he has done in Shamika's life, what he is about to do, because he's about to do some, he's not through with Shamika yet. He's going to use her mightily to minister to other women, to that other women may see that God brought Shamika through. He made her whole. He healed her. He delivered her. She could have gave up on life and said, you know what, I'm tired. I don't want to live anymore. I got a colostomy bag. God ain't coming through for me. But she chose to stay, and she chose to trust God through the midst of this. So we just thank God for Shamika sharing her testimony. And if any of you all have any questions or comments that you would like to reach out to me, you can email me at LaShonda Williams, LaShanda Williams, WILLIAMS, at the number 1010 at AOL.com. If you would like to be a guest on this Blog Talk Radio to share your testimony about how you're an overcomer or whatever it is that God has brought you through and that you would love to share with others, you can follow me on my Blog Talk Radio, LaShonda Williams, or you could email me to be a guest on the show. You could also like my page. I'm the CEO of Thrive with Purpose. You can like my Thrive with Purpose page on Facebook. I am a sexual abuse and a relationship coach. And I'm also adding to that, I'm also an intimacy and sex coach as well, because I believe in God created sex for marriage. And when we've been through abuse, as women, when we went suffer sexual abuse or any type of abuse, sometimes it tends to have an effect on how we view sex and how we feel about sex. But sex is beautiful. God made it for married couples to enjoy. So I also have intimacy and sex coaching sessions as well. So I thank you all for tuning in today. I pray something that Shamika said was a blessing to you. If you are in any type of abusive relationship, ladies, just know that God is able. He can bring you out. He can heal you. He can deliver you, and know that you deserve better. Thank you all, and you all have a blessed and prosperous rest of the evening. And like I said, if you all have any questions or any concerns, you could email me at my email address, and I will be glad to answer your questions. And if you would like to be a guest on my show, you can email me, and I will be glad to share with you, just as if I'm sharing with Shamika, to get the word out of how God has healed you, delivered you, and made you whole. And he has no respect for a person. What he did for Shamika, what he did for LaShonda, he can also do for you. Thank you all, and you all have a blessed and prosperous rest of the day. Thank you, Ms. Shamika, for sharing with us, and may the Lord continuously bless you.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.